Happy, happy Friday morning, everybody. This is Brad Schmidt, host of the K-High Morning News Show on the Voice of the Foothills AM 950. It is 45 after the hour, and as I've been preparing you all morning, it is time for me to introduce Mr. Dave Naves for his Web in Plain English show. Dave, how are we doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you, man?
I'm hanging in there, as always.
Another Friday. Here we are.
That's right.
So, let's continue on our Amazon series. I have been speaking specifically about putting your products on Amazon as a third-party merchant. So, within this series, I have talked about selling on Amazon, going over the what is it, you know, why you should use it, and the specifics on fulfillment by Amazon. Many details within. Today we're going to talk about advertising, sponsored ads to get your products found on Amazon through advertising. So we're going to break it down to exactly what it is, why you should use it, and then how to use it. All right, so let's go right at what is it? Advertising. It's very similar to what Google does. Very similar. In fact, many of the same words they use in the admins control panels within are extremely similar. But this is specific to product and only product. So if you're trying to sell something on Amazon and you want to get it found more often on Amazon pages, you create advertisements using the details of your product and thereby getting it found on more pages through keywords and key phrases and whatnot. So you can promote your products to sell on Amazon with keyword targeted ads. So what exactly is, they call it sponsored products, okay? Sponsored products uses targeted ads to give you more control over product merchandising on Amazon.com by boosting the visibility of your products. So you pay a fee, and you only pay a fee if somebody clicks on it. So it can be sitting there, and people can be viewing it. But we call this CPC, cost per click, right? Or PPC, pay per click. So it's very effective, and you know that you only pay when it's working. If somebody's, you know, yeah, some people might consider it, you know, tire kickers. But on Amazon, people are there to shop. So in essence, you can be found on far more Amazon pages as somebody's looking, and not just in your specific category, right? When you put products on Amazon, you would place them within certain product categories. Well, this allows you to be placed on more of them because Amazon will reach deep within its advertising base and put you in a far more related searches. Okay, one thing that I wanted to mention was the advertising space continues to shrink all over the web. Right, people are getting smart. People often don't necessarily want to advertise. They want people to find their stuff, whether it's their website, whatever it is, whatever content they're trying to provide. However, on Amazon, I can tell you that sponsored ads actually work very well. Amazon is a brilliant company, did $105 billion last year. 40% of that was made by third-party merchants, small businesses in the U.S. And one of the ways that they're very smart in what they do is their placement of their content. Most people, they go to Amazon, they just, you know, click around, they search for stuff, and they buy it. Well, Amazon knows exactly who, how, what, why, when, where, all that stuff. It's like footprints in wet paint. They know exactly what people are doing. So with their sponsored ads, and this is important, it doesn't look like an ad, okay? And people don't think it looks like an ad. People are more apt to click on it. So these ads really work. And in my opinion, I think they work better than even Google ads. Most people, you know, 96% of people do not click on an ad. Well, Amazon, I don't know the numbers, specific numbers on Amazon, but I know for a fact that people do click, especially when they're click on advertisements, because they don't really know it's an advertisement. They have a little heading that says sponsored, you know, let's say sponsored products. But when you're looking for products, it's just another picture, right, of something. So if you're looking for something specific, it's going to show up on that, in that space. And it could be, you know, where exactly will they display? Well, Amazon doesn't promise exactly where, because it's the algorithm that runs this is so incredibly complicated. But it may be displayed on page one of the search results or on the product detailed pages. It could be on both mobile and tablet browsers, all types of browsers. They don't know exactly. What they do promise you is impressions, right? So It's like this. You go in, you want to create an advertisement, you create a quote-unquote campaign, you stick your products in there, you find your keywords, you get to determine how much you're willing to spend on that advertisement per click. So you can give yourself a daily rate, $20. Okay, so they multiply that $20 as a daily rate and show your, they divide up the number of times it should be seen on each specific page, and then if people click, you pay for it. And again, those are very filtered users, so it's very effective advertising.
Just out of curiosity, if it's not being clicked on, will they remove it?
That's up to you. That's a very good question. You get to determine how long it's going to show there.
Okay.
In this control panel you're given, and I can't even begin to go into that today because we only have 15 minutes for the show, it's a very highly tuned machine allowing you to have complete control over how often you want it to, to show, how much you're willing to spend, start date, end date. You could have it just run in perpetuity, right? You can have it just run forever if you want. Most people want to get rid of their product, so they don't necessarily, have it, have old product. They want old products sitting up there. Anyway, so we'll go on to why should you use the sponsored products? Well, it gives you more control over your product merchandising. Targeted ads help you boost the visibility of your products when shoppers search for keywords that you bid on. So you pay a fee for this service, again, only when someone clicks. In what categories can you advertise? Well, I've got an entire list here. I'll tell you where you can't. It runs to you can't advertise on adult stuff. Okay, so everything: beauty, cell phones, clothing, movies, music, musical instruments, watches, video games. The list rolls on forever. What are the requirements to use these sponsored products? You need a professional seller account, an Amazon professional seller account. You have to have the ability to ship to all U.S. addresses. You have to have product listings in one or more of the available categories, and products must be new, right? Used, that's something else. You cannot place an ad for a used product. And let's see, let me go on here. Moving on. How much does it cost? Sponsored products uses, as I said, a CPC, a cost per click. It's an auction-based product-based pricing model. Hold on one second. Say that again. You betcha. You set the maximum amount that you're willing to pay for when a shopper clicks. The more competitive your bid is, the more likely your ad will be displayed. So there's many things determining your actual price off. Just like Google, some people say, well, it's all about my competition, what others are spending. That's not necessarily true. You have a score. They want to see how well you do. Again, remember, you are fishing in their pond, so they want to see. They don't want crummy ads sitting on their pages. So you're also bidding against yourself when you're determining your price. How can you pay? You can deduct right from your Amazon seller account, or you can charge them to a credit or debit card. Pretty easy. Let's see. Moving on. How does a daily budget work? So we talked about, setting a daily budget, and they multiply that times, 30, and that's what your cost at the end of the month will be, depending on how many people click on your specific ads and what that going price was for that specific ad. I guess very complicated, but everything's very trackable. So you can set a daily budget for each campaign for your ads to be displayed. The amount you enter is the average daily amount you're willing to spend over a calendar month. For example, if you set your daily budget to $100, you may receive up to $3,100 worth of clicks in that calendar month, assuming a full 31-day month. At the end of the month, the average daily value of your advertising spend will not exceed your desired daily spend. Here we go. How do I create ads for my products? Well, with sponsored ads, you select the products you want to advertise on Amazon.com. Then you assign those keywords to those products and set your cost per click bid. You'll organize your ads into campaigns using the campaign manager on the advertising tab in the Seller Central. How should I select my products listings to advertise? You can select those products you want to promote on Amazon.com. They will be products with special offers or products you may want to display when shoppers search for a particular keyword. Well, let me move on here. I'm just going through my list. How are we doing on time?
5 minutes.
Well, we got five full minutes. Look at me go. Talking fast. Let's see. Here's a good question. If I advertise my product listing, does it mean I automatically win the buy box? The buy box meaning, where somebody actually wants to buy it. In short, no, it does not mean that you are eligible to display if your offer is already eligible to win the buy box. Again, I went over what are not eligible. Adult products, used products, refurbished products, and or closed categories. You can't advertise those. Moving on. Let's see. Do you have any specific questions so far?
What's a closed category? What would that mean?
Like a category that no longer exists, like a category that they don't want to display anymore.
They being Amazon?
Yeah. They decide categories. Right? You don't get to decide your category. Let me go over some high-end stuff here. They've got an amazing set of metrics tools in the back end, so you can really fine-tune what's working and what's not for you. It's too much information to talk about here, but I can tell you, again, just like Google advertising, you can track, like, footprints in wet paint. What is really working? What's the right price to set? What keywords are working? What keywords are not working? And you have to give it some time. Just like, again, in Amazon. Amazon is kind of the master of all things advertising. But when it comes to advertising within shopping, Amazon really gives them a run for their money. And within your admin control panel, you should really pay close attention to what is and what is not working over time. You can't just put it up for, say, a week or even, you know, a couple of weeks. You have to let it run for a while to see, to start gathering some data and compare your products against pricing, against dates, right? Seasonal, all that stuff matters. And there are many who jump in to advertising and try it for a week and say, well, that didn't work. Well, you know, you can't judge based on that short amount of time. Let it ride for a little while. Give yourself a reasonable budget. Again, why would you want to spend money and not just throw up your products and pay your standard Amazon fee? Well, this is all about, it's a numbers game. It really is. You want to show up in more ponds for people to fish? Well, you might want to pay to play. And again, it's not, even though there is a duration, you don't pay for the duration. You pay only when somebody actually clicks.
Okay, so I'm trying to connect the dots with this. Sorry, yes. I've had to answer the phone, so I'm only catching, feel like, pieces of your talk today. But so you said you used the example of $20 for a daily allowance.
Right.
But you don't pay unless somebody clicks on it.
Right.
So what happens if you don't get $20 worth of clicks?
Then it moves on to the next day.
Okay, so it'll just roll over.
Right.
Okay.
So, again, you're talking about a maximum. You're not spending $20 a day. You're giving it a maximum amount, right? So what the question really is, what happens if after the $20?
Okay, right.
Right. So the answer is they shut off your ad because you're saying I'm only willing to spend.
I see.
$20, and the same thing. It works like this on most advertising campaigns.
They're not going to let you get rich off of them. Basically.
Right. Well, exactly. So yeah, the point is you. You want to, you know, the spaghetti test. You want to throw it out there and start seeing what's working. If $20, if you're running through your $20 pretty quickly, and hopefully you're making money, you're doing your numbers right, and that $20 is making you a heck of a lot more money by selling product,
right,
including shipping and everything else we've spoken about in prior shows, then you may want to really increase that, right? Because if people are clicking and you're spending, but you're making more money, so this is where you want to let it ride. So we are down to our 1 minute, and I always run out of time at the very end. So, again, we talked about what is sponsored ads on Amazon, why you should use it, and then how to use it. I'll just leave you with a thought. You should really consider using, you know, advertisements on Amazon because it works better than Google Ads, and it gets in front of more eyeballs. Next week in our Amazon series, we are going to go on to Amazon Local. They've got an amazing local program for many cities. It's an amazing thing. So find me out on radio.daveworks.net or podcast.daveworks.net. If you can't listen to the show live, every one of these shows is recorded and uploaded to iTunes. So click on the big podcast logo, subscribe, and we will see you next week.
Broadcasting at 950 kilohertz since 1957. We are the voice of the foothills, AM 950, KAHI Auburn.